Now let me read verse 14 here. So the posts that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment, and the decree was given at Shushan the palace. Now, the only one time there's need for haste, that's in reference to salvation. Today, if you'll hear his voice, and right now there are folk listening to this program, and I'm not trying to frighten anyone, but this is going to be the last time you will ever have an opportunity to accept Christ. And so he says, today, if you'll hear his voice, now is the accepted time. That's the only time God wants you to get in a hurry, friends, and that's to be in a hurry to get saved. Now, verse 15, and Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel, of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold. That is different than the sackcloth and ashes he had on, you see. And he had on fine linen and purple in the city of Shushan, rejoiced and was glad. You know, it's wonderful to be saved. That's the only thing that can bring joy to your life, friends, is to get saved. Now, you can go to a nightclub, and they tell me now you can spend $100 one night in a nightclub, and I'll grant you that you can have a good time. That is, if you're an unsaved person, you'll have a good time. Because you can get drunk, and you can see the show, and you can eat like a glutton, and you'll have a good time. But I want to tell you, the next morning, you won't have a good time. You're going to feel bad. And in it all, you will never know what real joy is. But if you come to Christ, you'll find out what real joy is. Verse 16, the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. That's what God offers you today, light. Jesus is the light of the world, and gladness and joy and honor. That's the thing that gives dignity to sinners, is to go to a Savior who's God manifest in the flesh, who died for us. That'll lift you out of the muck and the mire. That'll enable you to walk with your head erect through this world and rejoice today. My, we need to rejoice. Are you happy today, Christian friend? I should say, are you joyful today? You have real joy down deep in your heart? Well, we used to sing that little chorus, and I've seen some pretty sad sacks singing that, by the way. He wants it to be real. Now, we read in verse 17, the last verse of the chapter, and in every province and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, apparently didn't get through to some places. That was sad. Because, may I say, I have a notion, it's the reason I said at the beginning, I'm of the opinion that probably 1 million Jews could have been killed at that time. Because, you must remember, their method of communication's not like it is today. Can't put it on the radio. Don't you thank God for radio that you can get the word out? I thank God for it every day.